Ian Scholes, no doubt you have seen or read about the billboards that have popped up all over announcing the end of the world on May 21st. Why May 21st? Well, it's based on Bible number crunching by former civil engineer Harold Camping. He had previously predicted September 6th, 1994, but that doomsday was forestalled by a mathematical error. I may be wrong, and we'll see come May 22nd, but I suspect some further mathematical errors will come to light. He takes as a matter of fact that Jesus was crucified on April 21st, 33 A.D., according to Camping's math system, 3 equals God's purpose, 5 means atonement, 17 means heaven. You multiply all these numbers, add that number of days to the crucifixion day, you get May 21st, 2011. I don't see Mr. Camping taking the conversion to the Gregorian calendar into account here, but maybe if you're just pulling numbers out of thin air, such petty considerations don't matter. Anyway, a counter billboard has appeared in San Francisco saying, "The Rapture, you know it's nonsense, 2,000 years of any day now." It's sponsored by atheists and also announces a West Coast rapture party on May 21st and 22nd, assuming, of course, we're still around. The website enthuses, "Don't get left behind, register now," held in Oakland. The West Coast rapture party is an event for the entire West Coast secular community. 2 days of community building, activism, networking, and fun. While there will be food, the event promises mainly a list of speakers, a dozen or so atheists and freethinkers. So I can see the community building, activism, and networking part, but where's the fun exactly? It's like a prayer breakfast without the prayer part. Shouldn't there be a keg or an open bar? Anyway, I can guarantee that Harold Camping won't be attending the West Coast Rapture Party. And I hope the poor guy didn't bankrupt himself paying for all those billboards. Maybe he had some kind of deferred payment plan. If he didn't have to pay for the billboards until June, he might have considered himself a shrewd businessman, since by his lights there won't be anybody around to pay come June. If that's right, I'll bet he's crossing his fingers he got the numbers right this time. Apocalypse or no apocalypse, debt collectors will find you. Believe me, I've been there and been found. I gotta go.